We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Don't sweat the technique.
Coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
You got my music here, Brian. Actors that would play ESPN 97.5 characters. This, of course, in honor of the Oscars, where John Granato was the most famous person in the room last night. No doubt about that. I plugged these into to AI, Blankers.
Okay.
ESPN 97.5 personalities. I don't remember why. I made my wife do it. But she used AI lookalikes, and then it actually spammed out three different celebrities. Actually, in some cases, four. Three or four different celebrities for each ESPN 97.5 personality. So I can read through a few of these, and then y'all can give y'all's as well. Texters, Twitchers, YouTubers, 713-780-3776. So we'll go from morning till evening. Mm-hmm. For John Granato, AI, not I, but AI, spit out these three, which are all disrespectful. Harrison Ford, Dean Martin, and Gene Hackman. Two of the three, which are no longer with us.
Yeah.
Blame AI. Don't blame I.
Brutal.
Blame AI. So Harrison Ford, I actually see Dean Martin. I know he's no longer with us. But I could see some comparisons between Dean Martin and John Granato.
Just like, looks, sure.
Yeah, like looks.
I mean, maybe the hair?
No, I mean, they're pretty.
I think facially
the complexion,
they're
yeah.
semi-close.
I think they're pretty close.
I think that's Martin actually a good one if he were, you know, alive.
I had Pacino. The king of cool. You have who?
I had Al Pacino.
I think Dean Martin looks more like Granato than Pacino.
I don't think he looks anything like
scruff.
Pacino.
I think Al Pacino with the scruff and the same hair.
See, I think Al Pacino would play the life of Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
I could see that, too. Yeah. But
like, they're slim and, yeah. Okay, so you got Pitino there. Do you have any for Granato, Bremac?
Yeah, I didn't actually really care about looks. I just went for more vibe. And I went with someone that was in The Godfather. I went with Robert De Niro.
Okay. Robert De Niro had some things to say.
Boy, didn't.
De Niro there. So Lance is four, which I don't agree with Lance's at all. The first one is Benedict Cumberbatch.
No. Far too distinguished.
I feel like my wife pulled a too good of a picture of Lance. Like a fit, maybe early 30s. Lance Erline. Because Benedict Cumberbatch looks nothing like Lance.
Nope.
The next one was Daniel Day-Lewis. Which,
no.
Again, kind of slim.
Doesn't have the vibe at all.
Tatted up. The next one was Kevin Nealon, which I could see that one a little bit. I could see Kevin Nealon a little bit, especially like forehead, like eyebrows up.
Maybe.
I can see that one. I think Kevin Nealon's the best of the four. And then the last one they had was Michael C. Hall.
Oh, from Dexter?
Michael C. Hall from Dexter. Which I think that's too slim, too.
Yeah.
I think AI thought too highly of
him. And he's redheaded, too, so that doesn't really work.
I'm going with Kevin Nealon of those four. Who do you guys have?
Well, what do you got for yourself? You're just going to do all
we're,
the whole...
We're going from start from early to evening.
I know,
we'll
but I'm saying what are your personal
Nealon.
Choices for who
oh,
Lance
Kevin
looks
Nealon.
Like?
Kevin Nealon would be mine of these.
I didn't use AI again. I had Russell Crowe or Brendan Fraser.
I could see Russell Crowe.
Yeah,
more than I can see Brendan Fraser. Fraser's not bad. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
especially like current Brendan Fraser.
Right, current Brendan Fraser and
large,
current Russell Crowe.
Brendan Fraser, I think, is the best one, actually. That one's pretty good.
Yeah, I went more vibe than look, and I went with someone who could be funny and a little bit chaotic, and I went with Danny McBride.
Danny McBride?
Mm-hmm, from Eastbound and Down.
Oh, I think he's too silly, too goofy.
I know, that's why I think Lance is. I mean, he's silly and goofy.
Huh, okay. Interesting. 713-780-ESPN. For Dell, I spit out these three. LL Cool J.
Oh, my.
Not even close.
Nope.
Ving Rhames.
Not even
nope.
close.
And then the last one, which is the one that I'm going with, Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, I don't like that
Martin,
one at all.
I can see Martin Lawrence a little. I can see Martin Lawrence looking like Dell. The other two, no chance. LL Cool J, no. Ving Rhames, no. I'll go Martin Lawrence.
Dell was so grumpy though. I couldn't put a comedian on him. Like
it's Martin Lawrence with the cast of Martin off the camera stuff.
No, I don't think that's a good list.
Martin wasn't great. Martin was not really a happy camper. His castmates hated him.
Oh my God! Some of them hated him because he was. Trying to do other
not
things.
Not so grumpy,
too.
But yeah, other things.
Yeah. All right, so Brian, you and me, because I've got Forrest Whitaker and Jay Farrell.
Again, I don't see the silliness there.
I'm not looking personality. I'm looking look.
Yeah, I know. See, looks. You and I went. We went different ways. I went with more personality. I went with a serious actor. He's in the current show Paradise. He was also in This Is Us. I went with Sterling K. Brown.
I know Sterling K. Brown is.
I thought that fit more the vibe of Dell, so I'm a little more serious.
I don't think I know who that is.
Yeah, if you Google
recognize
them,
he's in This Is Us.
Yeah.
I feel like he's too sophisticated.
I don't disagree with that.
I just kind of with the serious tone, like no nonsense.
Yeah.
Kind of over it sort of thing. That's kind of the vibe
more
I was going for.
I like how you went vibes, though, because it's different than what we were doing. Mm-hmm. We went more looks. So Sean Mapes, his three I disagree with completely. The first one was Jack Johnson. This is celebrity, not really actor. But Jack Johnson was one that AI spit out. The other one it spit out was Orlando Bloom, which AI thinks a whole lot of Sean Mapes. I can see, of the three, Bloom is probably the highest, like especially when he had his long hair. And the final one was Andrew Garfield, who played
Spider-Man.
I know him from Social Network fame. He was Eduardo.
I can kind of see Andrew Garfield.
I think he is a roaring kitty. Roaring Kitty and Sean Mapes to me are two peas in a pod.
The guy from Dumb Money?
No, Roaring Kitty is the dude who bought a bunch of GameStop stuff.
I know, but there was a movie called Dumb Money about that.
Oh,
there was an actor that actually played that guy, but I never saw it. Okay.
Yeah, I was going with the real Roaring Kitty. Who'd you have for Mapes?
I got Mike Myers.
The one who played...
So old.
Austin Powers?
Wayne's
so
World.
Old.
If you think about Wayne's World, Mike Myers,
he's in his 60s,
that's Sean
right?
Mapes.
Okay.
If you're going back in time, okay.
And same thing with Corey Feldman. Corey Feldman has the thick black glasses. He had the long hair for quite a while, and he dyed it black.
Feldman looks like a creep.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know. If Sean has the drug problem of Corey Feldman.
See, it's a movie. We're not going for personalities. I could see Corey Feldman. Yeah, that was pretty good.
So going vibes, I went for someone who could play the goofy character, a little unassuming, and I went with Jack Quaid from The Boys. Plays Huey on that show. I know Joel's never seen it. Jeremy, have you seen The Boys?
I've never seen The Boys.
Yeah, I guess that fits.
Your own Boys? Oh.
I Googled him. I remember I've seen the guy. He was in Hunger Games.
Oh, was he? I haven't seen that movie. Or movies.
Yeah, I can see it a little bit. I can see the personality more. He looks kind of goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Gallant. Mm-hmm. AI spit out these three, which I disagree with Paul's maybe more than any. I don't know how to say this guy's name. Justin Theroux. Is that how it's pronounced?
Oh, yeah. He was
you said it right.
He had a small run on Parks and Rec and a few other things.
So they have him. He was in apparently he was in Zoolander. I didn't realize that. It had Rob Riggle, which...
No way.
Paul's way too fit to be Rob Riggle. And then the last one they had, AI, was Patrick Warburton.
Oh, from Seinfeld?
Yeah, he played Putty.
Riggle and Patrick Warburton, both huge guys, like 6'4". That doesn't fit at all.
I think AI thought too much of Lance and not enough of Paul.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
I guess if I had to pick between these three, I'd go with the first one. Okay. What are you guys?
I had Paul Rudd.
Yeah, I can see that.
I had John Krasinski.
Ooh, Krasinski's interesting.
And then I had Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody's
that's
solid.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Doesn't have the schnoz of Brody.
Right.
Yeah, the height, the dark complexion.
Yeah,
Halle Berry.
The 5 o'clock shadow.
Halle Berry had her liberties with Adrian Brody yesterday.
No, that's a payback, though.
I know, but he still had her liberties right in front of her wife.
Right in front of his wife.
What in the world? Come on, wife.
I think I like Joel's answer the
down.
Best so far.
Who did you have?
I had, again, vibes, not look. He doesn't look anything like Paul. But Jeremy, you've seen Succession. I went with Kieran Culkin. I just
Macaulay's brother. He just won the Academy Award.
Kieran Culkin.
Yeah, the craziness of that character, the ability to speak quickly, fake on his feet. I thought of Paul when I see
he's
Kieran
an idiot.
Culkin.
Kieran Culkin.
I wouldn't say he's an idiot.
He's a train wreck.
He's a train wreck emotionally in his personal life. I don't know about professionally.
I think they're all idiots, the kids.
Well, compared to that, yeah. But I went Kieran Culkin.
He's not going to be happy about that.
No, probably not.
Culkin's like 5'3", too.
Okay. Paul's under 6 feet. It's not that far.
Joe George, the four they listed for Joe, Andy Kaufman.
No way!
Andy Kaufman was huge!
No, man. Like, there's a picture of Andy Kaufman?
No.
Andy Kaufman, like older Andy Kaufman. There's a picture of Andy Kaufman I'm looking at right now that looks exactly
Are you texting it to us?
I just sent it to you. I didn't send it to Blank because he doesn't have iMessage.
Yeah.
I'm not on my phone right now. Yeah. I'm on my computer. So Andy Kaufman was one of them. The second one was outrageous. Justin Verlander.
Come on.
Again, someone who's like 6'4".
This is what we have to look forward to in, with AI.
You know what? I got the picture. You're right.
The Andy Kaufman picture looks just like Joe George.
If Andy Kaufman's hair was a little bit shorter and he had a mustache, that would look like Joe George.
The third one they had for Joe is Matthew McFadden, who was also on Succession, which I don't see that one at all.
Which character was that? I don't remember.
That was the redheaded husband that ends up with everything.
Oh, okay.
What's his name? I forget his name.
I'm forgetting the character. Yeah, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah, Siobhan's husband. I can't remember.
What was her name? Prim?
Her name was Siobhan.
Oh, and they called her...
started with a P.
Shav or whatever.
Shib.
Shib.
Yeah.
Shib. Yeah, her husband. Her husband on the show. I don't see that one.
No, and I don't see Joe looking like that.
And the last one they had was Kevin James.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I could see that one.
I thought
Josh Beard was more Kevin James.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
Andy Kaufman, I think, was spot on.
Yeah, I think Andy. I like that. I like that answer more than my own. But
what do y'all have?
I got Jonah Hill.
Okay.
I got the guy that played Mr. Belding.
Oh,
from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Especially now,
if that guy shrunk, then
yeah. And then I got Brian Windhorst.
Oh man, that's mean. That's mean.
I mean, you put that's Brian Windhorst in a baseball hat with a little scruff.
That's mean.
I don't think he can act, though.
Yeah.
Probably
I saw that bit about the Jazz. I don't think he can act.
What do you got?
Joel won't get this reference, but I went with the guy who plays Neil Fack on The Bear, Matty Matheson. I wanted to go with someone for The Bear, keep it kind of Chicago vibe. And I obviously Joe doesn't have the same amount of tattoos as Fack on that show, but I get some Joe vibes from Fack.
That's interesting. Okay. Not bad. I'll go with Blankers here. Did you see how Adam Sandler was judged at the Oscars yesterday?
Yes.
Blankers is Adam Sandler.
Oh, that's a good call.
AI spit that one out before I already had that idea, and AI spit that one out. AI did spit out two more, though. Dan Aykroyd was one of them.
What?
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd, Coneheads, the Blues Brothers.
I know who he is, thanks.
I see that one a little bit.
I don't. Okay.
I can see Dan Aykroyd. And the last one was Rob Riggle as well.
No.
AI got a little Rob Riggle heavy.
No. I don't see Rob Riggle.
I don't see Riggle. I think I go Sandler, though. I think Sandler's
a good one.
Brian?
Yeah, I was actually another actor from The Bear. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, but the guy that plays Cousin. The Cousin gives me vibes to Joel. If you've seen the show, you know. If you know, you know.
Is that the one that is, like, he's the main actor?
No, not Jeremy Allen White.
But he's pretty, like, he's not the one who died. He's not the brother. He's the cousin. Richie.
Yeah, Richie. Yeah, Richie. Cousin,
okay.
Richie. Yeah.
I can see that a little bit.
Just the vibes. The look's actually not too far off.
Yeah.
But I would say more vibes. I get Cousin from
That's
from
not
Joel.
A bad call. That's not a bad call.
I've hooped with Sandler.
Have you?
Yep. Humble brag.
He's not bad. He's not a great shooter, but he can play a little bit.
Well, I thought he was a good shooter.
No, it's kind of a funky release, too, but it's not bad.
I got you. Yeah. For Brian, the ones they sent out for Brian are awful. Kurt Cobain.
What?
I don't look anything like Kurt Cobain.
I know. So
and your
bad
personality
AI.
Doesn't wow. seem to be that way either.
Well, yeah, still here.
They had Steven Adams.
The
Rocket?
From the Rockets?
No, actor Steven Adams.
I don't know who Steven Adams is.
He wasn't very well known. He was like his Satisfaction. He was in Tangle.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not a great one. Not a very popular one at all. The looks I can see a little, not crazy. And then the last actor they had was Kevin Smith.
I can see that
from
one a little
Jay
bit.
Jay and Silent Bob and Clerks. Yeah, I think that was the best one.
I could see Kevin Smith. Kurt Cobain is wow. That's amazing. But no, not
literally
even close.
Crazy.
Yeah. What did you have for B-Mac?
For B-Mac, I had Rainn Wilson.
Interesting. Huh. Okay.
Yeah, and, if I slimmed down a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
And well, Rainn Wilson now has a beard.
Yeah, that's true.
And then Wayne Knight, who played Newman on Seinfeld.
Oh, F-Man,
Oh, man.
I don't want to hit the dumb button here, but I'm thinking about it.
He'd grow the beard.
Interesting. And then for my three, it had John Stamos, Brad Pitt, and George Clooney.
Liar.
Liar.
AI thinks highly of me.
Liar.
I can't influence AI. That's what AI had. What'd y'all have?
For you, I had Jeremy Renner, Steve Carell.
Nah.
And Corey Haim.
Jeremy Renner. Steve Carell? I'll take Carell.
Who was the last one? Yeah.
Who was the last one?
Corey Haim.
I've never heard of him.
He was one of the Coreys, like Corey. Yeah.
That's not that insulting. I thought it'd be way worse.
I know you haven't seen these movies, but I went with Sebastian Stan from the Marvel Universe. He plays the Winter Soldier, Bucky. You know the actor?
No, I Googled him.
Okay. But yeah, I think you kind of look like Sebastian
Stan.
I can see that a little bit. The Winter Soldier's a very like serious kind of button-down character. So I went with Sebastian Stan.
All right. Not bad. I think that's okay. All right. It's your turn, Hive. 713-780-ESPN. ESPN 97.5 characters. Who do they look like? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. It's March. Spring is on the way. It means it's time for the Spring Savings Event at Monument Chevrolet. Get over to the dealership, 225 and Beltway 8. Check out their massive inventory. Monument Chevrolet is the dealer you can trust. They're transparent. No hassle pricing. Get your car shopping done fast. They eliminate all those headaches and heartaches that are involved with car shopping. Employee pricing going on right now as well. Monument Chevrolet has been serving the Houston area for 50 years. They've helped generations of families get into new vehicles, and this is your chance to do that as well. One of the perks of Monument Chevrolet, amongst many, is one of the best service departments in the game. They service all makes and models, even commercial and big rig trucks too. They're trusted by school districts, law enforcement, county and city officials, and they're open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., so they're always there when you need them. Get a fair deal, a fast, easy transaction without wasting your time in those aggravating, stressful negotiations. No one likes that. No tricks, no time wasting. If you've been waiting to upgrade your ride, now is the time to do it. Spring savings at Monument Chevrolet. Take advantage of that employee pricing right now. Visit them online, monumentchevrolet.com. That's monumentchevrolet.com. Or better yet, visit them in person, 225 and Beltway 8. That's Monument Chevrolet.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
You found the Killer Bees, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Glenn Davis. You have a couple for Glenn Davis, Blankers?
I have one.
You got?
Ray Liotta. I've said Ray Liotta forever. For him.
Also no longer with us, right?
That's okay.
Correct.
All right, just checking.
To be alive. I had AI. I actually did Glenn Davis on AI, too. It had Michael Keaton. Which,
I can see Michael Keaton.
He would need to be. I think he would need to be younger and like longer hair a little bit. And then it had Dennis Quaid. Go Cougs.
Oh, I see Dennis Quaid. Yeah, yeah,
I can see
a good
that
one. That's a good one.
He's. I mean, Glenn Davis is easily the best looking of all these.
Yeah, Ray Liotta had the blue eyes and the dark hair like Glenn.
I could see Ray Liotta. I could see that one. And did you have any for anybody else?
I had Sam Samantha, our marketing girl. She always reminds me of that. I guess her name is Becky G. She did the Xfinity commercials, and she's a singer.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
You'd recognize her.
No, I know who she is. Yeah.
Becky G or Selena Gomez or – but she's obviously a lot younger than Selma Hayek.
Okay, so anybody that's Latina.
Well, I mean, she has jet black hair and –
And I'm Mexica.
Yes.
713-780-ESPN. B. Hannon has a couple here. He has Adam Scott for me.
I think that's
Mark
a great
on
one.
Severance.
That's a great one.
Yeah, I don't
see it.
A little bit.
I don't know. Not really. not really. You are going to sound like I'm being arrogant here, but like people have told me before, I look like Tom Cruise. I don't see that one at all. I'm being serious. People have said that.
People have said that.
People
okay.
are talking. They've
people
said
I got that.
That
in college. I wouldn't get.
I'm
that
being dead me. Serious. Like I've heard that. I'm not. I don't think it's true. But I don't like.
Were they trying to sell you solar
but
panels?
The,
or something?
The reason that the reason I said that though is because I think that Tom Cruise and Adam Scott look alike.
Who's Adam Scott? Not the golfer.
Parks and Rec. He was Ben Wyatt.
Oh, I see him now. Oh,
don't
yeah.
you think Adam Scott and Tom Cruise look alike?
Not really. No.
I think Adam Scott and Tom Cruise look identical.
No.
Wow, interesting. I think they look very similar, especially Adam Scott and Step Brothers.
I think this Adam Scott, I think it's a pretty good call.
Adam Scott and Step Brothers, I think, looks just like Tom Cruise. That's why I brought it up, not to like, yeah, I've been, you know,
people
been
have said I look
handsome,
like Tom Cruise.
The sexiest yeah. man alive in the 1990s.
A long time ago, Jeremy.
I have heard that. Like, it's like my younger days, for sure, before
my nickname
got
was Mav in high school. So.
B. Hannon says George Clooney for Glenn. somebody said Ricky Martin. A white Ricky Martin.
For who, Glenn?
No, for me. What was it? Living La Vida Loca.
Yeah, that was the song. Yeah. That was the hit.
He says Granado is Christopher Moltisanti. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Christopher Moltisanti. That was the character name on
I could see
Sopranos.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, it was his character name?
Yeah, it was the character name. Yeah,
I could see
it a little bit.
He says Tom Hanks for Lance Erline. I don't know about that one.
Doesn't Granado look like the most interesting man in the world?
Oh, the Dos Equis
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, the Dos Equis guy.
A little bit.
I could see it. Skin tones there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that one. That one's pretty good. Alex says Chris Farley is B-Mac.
That's just downright rude.
Total Dallas says for me, Jim Belushi.
Belushi,
jeez.
He spelled it Belushi. He misspelled it.
You're right. I'm looking at it, but it's Belushi.
Jeremy's not Jim Belushi.
No, like if young Jim Belushi lost 34
yeah,
pounds.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jim Belushi's
maybe,
got at least.
But no, I wouldn't put Jim Belushi.
A chin and a half more
yeah,
than
no.
Jeremy.
Yeah. Adam Scott's way closer.
King of Twitch says Will Wheaton.
Yeah, actually, I could see that one. He was on some Star Trek shows. He was on Big Bang Theory. I could still Will Wheaton.
King of Twitch also says Del RuPaul.
That's just rude. Yeah. We won't read that sort of text.
Martin Freeman for Glenn Davis says Josh from Seabrook.
Too short.
We're getting that technical.
Oh,
I just don't see it. No, I don't see that one either.
No, I don't see that one. What about Booker T? Is there a comp for Booker T?
You can take that one, Jeremy.
Yeah, his brother Stevie Ray.
I would probably go Bubbles from The Wire for Booker T. Look-alike for Joel's Bill O'Brien.
Oh boy.
I don't know. Barry used to think Blankers looked like Bill O'Brien. Oh, Barry used to call.
I
him
don't
that?
Remember that, but I saw that
wrong drop there,
that.
Brian.
yeah, I was hoping no one caught that.
Stabbed in the bear. Dopplinger is literally about looks. B-Max goes vibes. Car wreck. So he nominated you for car wreck there.
Personal opinion.
Someone said Rich Eisen, but he didn't say for who.
Yeah, for who?
But like, people were just sending us actors' names and without telling us who the person is.
Yeah, who looks like Rich Eisen?
That's
Joe?
A good game to play, I guess. Rich Eisen would probably look more like
Joe
I would
George.
Go Lance over anybody.
Yeah, maybe.
Because Eisen's kind of tall.
Is he?
No.
Is he not?
He
I don't
tall.
Think so.
I thought Rich Eisen was like at least 6'1", 6'2".
I don't think so.
I wouldn't guess that, no.
Really?
No,
six
I think
even.
He's like
he's
5'11".
They list him at 6 foot.
Yeah, but I mean.
You know who's really short and I was surprised? Brad Nessler.
Oh, is he really?
Okay. Brad Nessler's like 5'5".
So is Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I knew that about Cruise, though.
Okay.
I didn't know that Nessler was so short. Nessler's 5'6". I thought he was like 5'10", 5'11".
Kevin Hart's like 5'5", right?
Yeah, but we know that about Kevin Hart. We're talking about unsurprisingly short people.
Okay.
Yeah, Nessler was unsurprisingly short, to me anyways. I think Eisen looks like Lance. Dennis Haskins says somebody, but I don't know who he's talking about. Somebody said Joe George, Bilbo Baggins. Come on, we're not reading that. B-Mac and Paul Bearer.
Mean.
He was the Undertaker's manager back in the 90s.
John C. Reilly for Lance.
Yeah.
Lance is Vince Vaughn. That's not a bad one.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That is
yeah.
pretty good.
That's
that
pretty
one's,
good.
I like that one. Yep. Pat Riley for Granado. I could see that too, but Riley's not an actor. Jack Black for Joel Blank.
No.
I think a younger Jack Black before he got heavy. I could see a younger Jack Black.
No. I don't see that one at all.
You don't remember young Jack Black?
I do. I mean, I remember him in High Fidelity, but I don't think he looked like anything like Joel.
I could see some young. I'm going to send you a
picture. Kevin Hart is 5'2"? I didn't think he was that short.
Yeah. Man.
Okay. Yeah. Kevin Hart's still short.
He's a short guy. Let's go out to the HRP listener line. 713. Oh, okay. He didn't want to stick around for his lookalike.
No.
I guess he was insecure about it a little bit.
He wanted to look up Kevin Hart's height.
John kind of looks like Richard Gere.
Maybe.
That's not bad. That's not bad. That's not bad. It's better than
I
thought.
With the 5 o'clock shadow. Yep.
You know what? Okay. So Jeremy just how old? Any idea how old?
He's probably in his early 20s.
You know what? It's actually not bad.
Jack Black.
See, I haven't
just
seen
like Joel.
Jeremy texted me a picture of Jack Black that I hadn't seen before. It's actually not bad.
No, it looks.
It's actually decent. It's actually a decent comparison.
Granado's Steve Martin says Dre.
No, not at all.
Joel's Leonardo DiCaprio. Dre says, I'm Mango from SNL. You know, I don't think
who's that?
Domingo?
That's old school.
No, Domingo's a new character.
Is he the new one? I thought Mango from SNL was old, though.
Well, if it's maybe it's a different character, but there's a new character played by
Mango's
Marcello
old school.
Something.
Mango is Chris Kattan.
That was way back in the day. Okay, that guy. Yeah, no, I don't see that.
Yeah, I can see it a little bit if I grew the sideburns out. Certainly we'd have the moves like him. There's no doubt about that. Let's see what else we got. Yeah, I think about some. Oh, there's a lot more here. BMAC looks like Pepe the King Prawn. I don't know who that is.
I don't know that one.
Trey looks like Louis Anderson. That's not a bad call. That's old school. But
you're Lance Berkman?
I don't see the Berkman thing. Mm-mm. Maybe a little husky. Maybe a little fat Elvis-y. Joel's a younger William Macy. BMAC goes vibes, but then he says too short. Max Greenfield looks like Paul.
Max Greenfield? I don't know that one.
Oh, he's the guy from New Girl. He's the one who plays Schmitz, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's on our newer show called, I forget what it's called, but it's with Cedric the Entertainer. Yeah, I could see that.
David Hasselhoff for Granado.
Hasselhoff? Hasselhoff from Baywatch and Knight Rider. Come on.
I can't see. Can you see Granado eat a cheeseburger?
No, I'm saying he had a perm. He doesn't look anything like Granado.
You don't think he looks like Granado?
I think Granado could have a perm back in the day.
When I see Branham, I think of that weightlifting pic of DK Metcalf. I think of Terrell Owens doing sit-ups in his driveway, personally.
Don't see that for you.
Granado is Vince McMahon. That's not a bad call.
Ooh. That's not bad.
I can see a little of that.
Plus, he fires everybody. So. Like, there is that. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Lionel Messi did not play. He did not play against the Dynamo over the weekend. What are the most anticlimactic things in sports, like Messi's playing in Houston? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Oh, man. On Twitch, says that Paulie's Rachel Maddow.
I think he's made that joke before.
I think I've heard it too.
Yeah,
by the way.
I think he's made it.
Paul made it or the Twitcher made it?
I think someone made it at his expense and he went along with it.
That's rough. That's a tough one there. All right, 713-780-ESPN. What are the most anticlimactic things you remember in sports? Lionel Messi was supposed to play against the Dynamo. I mean, Lionel Messi, one of the all-time greats. I'm sure Glenn Davis was heartbroken not to see Lionel Messi play for Inter Miami against the Dynamo over the weekend, but he didn't even make the trip. Didn't even make the trip to Houston. The Dynamo, this is how bad it is, that the opposing club is putting out a press release about Lionel Messi not playing. The Dynamo are excited to host Inter Milan at Shell Energy Stadium on Sunday. The recently shared player status report for the match did not include forward Lionel Messi, but it has been reported he did not make the trip to Houston. Unfortunately, we have no control over who plays for our opponent. We look forward to hosting everyone tomorrow night for what will be an incredible atmosphere and celebration of soccer for the city of Houston. To show our appreciation, fans who attend tomorrow's match can claim a complimentary ticket to a future Dynamo match this season. Additional details will be provided early next week. B. Hannon on the Twitch said that he saw tickets on the secondary market going at like $185, $175. So anticlimactic. Everybody thought they were going to see Messi. Did not happen. I saw Messi at the Gold Cup at Energy Stadium. Made a great, great set piece just from the top of the box there. But what are you laughing at?
Because I'm glad you said it, the second part of that. I was like, you saw Messi at the Gold Cup?
Yeah.
Is that still open?
It was the Gold Cup in NRG. Argentina beat the Americans because of the left foot of Lionel Messi off a set piece from just at the top of the box. I think it was the Gold Cup. I'm pretty sure it was.
Okay.
Yeah, what was the other Gold Cup?
You know, they had some stages.
James Harden might have been a big fan.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, why do you know so much about the Gold Cup, Blinkers?
I don't need to tell you all my life experiences.
Oh, you don't need to. That's why I asked.
Yeah. I mean, I knew where it was. I've driven by it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, but anyway, so what are the most anticlimactic things in sports? What sticks out to you, Blankers? Things that everybody was excited for, and then it just went out with a whimper.
Man, I'll tell you, I came up with quite a few, and a lot of them with local ties, obviously, but I think it starts with, like, Game 7 against the Mavs when you were looking for a close game, and they got blown out by 40.
Yeah, the playoff blowouts are the ones that stick out to me, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's a really good one. But, like, you spend the whole season, like, getting ready for the – or you spend the whole season, like, qualifying for the postseason, and then you get there and you get blown out by 25 points or something like that. Like,
yeah.
That is one – those are the ones that stick out to me. I had a commenter on Twitter say the Pacquiao versus Mayweather.
I had that on my list.
Which eventually happened.
Too late.
But it happened too late.
Yeah.
It happened whenever Pacquiao was well – they were really both past their prime, but Pacquiao was further – past his prime, further over the hill. How about Jose Abreu as an Astro?
Pretty good.
As anticlimactic. What else was on your list, Blinkers?
I had Astros Nationals World Series.
Mm-hmm.
I had Astros Rangers after the Altuve home run when we all thought, holy bleep, he just turned the whole series around with a bomb that was unexpected, and then they just crapped the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, specifically Game 7 was on my list because that one was over before it began. Like, the Astros actually took a brief lead in Game 6 and obviously fell apart, especially in the ninth inning. But, like, Game 7 was just a bludgeoning from the beginning.
Yeah. So what else did y'all guys have?
I had the last two I had were both Rockets-Warriors. I had the missed all the missed 20-some-odd threes in the fourth quarter of the Rockets-Warriors game, that one. And then the Rockets-Warriors – I believe in Golden State in 2015 when Harden just could not stop turning the ball over and they had a chance to beat the Warriors.
Yeah. The hamstring is up there, man. Like, the hamstring of Chris Paul is way up there. Like, that, you think that it's going to be the year that you beat Golden State, you're finally going to get over the hump, and then pulled hamstring. Like, that's super anticlimactic, I think.
Yeah, completely.
Argentina's never played in the Gold Cup. Somebody said, okay, it's Copa America. I screwed that one up. The Gold Cup is a soccer tournament. CONCACAF Gold Cup is a soccer tournament. But the one that I'm thinking of is the Copa America. Dan and Dave in the Olympics. I don't remember that. What is that?
Yeah, that was for the Barcelona Olympics. They had there was a commercial campaign for two guys that were
triathlon.
I don't remember the exact event. It was track and field for sure.
It was like, yeah.
It was track and field. They were super hyped up.
How did you ask who it was and then you knew the event?
As he was talking about it, I was like, oh, my God, it was Dan O'Brien. I remember.
Yeah.
Oh.
But they got super hyped up, the huge commercial campaign behind them, and then neither one made the Olympics.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I don't remember them at all.
It was early. I think it was for Barcelona. It might have been 96, but
no, you're right. I googled them. 92 Barcelona was the decathlon.
Yeah,
decathlon. Dan O'Brien and Dave Johnson. They failed to qualify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like, that's brutal.
Like, massive hype train behind them, and then they didn't even qualify.
You could go Nancy Kerrigan anticlimactic. Whenever Tanya got a hold of her.
Yeah.
Or pay somebody to get a hold of
them. Yeah, circumstances. I don't know if I'd say anticlimactic, but I get what you're saying.
Oh, I had last year's Super Bowl, says Eric.
I had last year's Super Bowl. This last year's Super Bowl, the Chiefs Eagles. I was expecting a good game, and it was a complete snooze fest.
Yeah, it was a bludgeoning.
Mike from League City, the Texans 24 season with all the wide receivers, weren't able to watch them all together. Oilers and Texans playoff debacle versus Bills and KC. See, I don't know if that was anticlimactic,
that's not
though.
Anticlimactic,
like, yeah. Like, they had a huge lead, gave you hope, all that stuff.
Like, but if I were to go Texans, I would go 2015 when they lost 30-0 to the Chiefs. Like, they hadn't been in the playoffs for a few years. It was the first playoff trip under O'Brien. They get there, and boom, 30-0 to the Chiefs.
What about the letter jacket game? Where everybody's like,
yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, this is their chance to really get the Patriots, and then blech.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, that is, yeah. Like their first, like, I think it was their first Monday night game or their very few primetime games.
I don't remember.
Was their chance to step into the spotlight.
They were 11-1
going
in, I remember that.
They got beat by the Patriots after they wear the letter, and it was never a game.
Nope. No, that was a beating.
They got absolutely hammered. Ed Reed is a Texan. That's a pretty good call.
Yeah.
99 Astro playoffs with a big unit.
That was 98.
But either way, it's still the same point.
Yeah. Kevin Brown.
Paul, you here. Kevin Brown, was it Andy Ashby and Sterling Hitchcock?
Yeah, because Kevin Brown got to pitch twice
in
four games.
And then you had Jim Leritz, I think, hit a big home run in that series.
Jimmy Leritz, that's right.
I hated that team so much. I have so much bitterness to the 1998 San Diego Padres. I'll never forget lifetime Astro Alex Bregman per Dana Brown. Dana Brown has had some doozies. Like, Kyle Tucker is going to be an Astro. Bregman's not going to leave us. We're going to sign a bunch of long-term extensions, and he only did with Javier. Texture says Astro's current outfield. You would have to be excited about it.
Yeah, there's no hype. It can't be anticlimactic.
Nah, I don't think it could be anticlimactic either. A Panthers-Broncos Super Bowl with a Cam Newton flop. You could go the Broncos getting killed by Seattle that year as well.
Yes, you sure could. Yep.
As an absolute anticlimactic.
That was another
moment.
Stinker for a Super Bowl.
We missing any others here?
I
think we hit the hard ones.
Yeah, I don't know. I had another box. Joel took my first one was that 40-0 Game 7 Ooh. Loss against the Mavs. But I had a boxing one. You mentioned Manny Pacquiao. He had a fight. We had multiple fights with Juan Manuel Marquez, but I believe it was his second fight against him. Juan Manuel Marquez knocked him out in the second round, which was just the prettiest little quick left hook you'll ever see. That was pretty anticlimactic.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. It was an exciting moment. It was kind of like, you know, Mike Tyson fights back in the day. You get all jazzed up in two rounds, it's over.
Yeah, yeah. You could go Tyson Holyfield too.
Like, sure.
They didn't fight in their heyday because Tyson was supposed to fight Holyfield before he went to prison,
right?
And then had to fight him way later. Same thing with Lennox Lewis. Jim Leritz just drank beer and ate Slim Jims until October, then just absolutely raked every year. I hated that guy. Simone Biles, the year she got the twisties. That's a good call.
That is a good call. Because she was everywhere for everything, marketing into that Olympics, and just ugh.
Yeah, like she was going to be the big story, and then she like checked out. Texter Bow, Texans Sunday Night Football against the Packers. Rodgers threw for 6 touchdowns. I don't remember that. Do you remember that?
Texans were 5-0.
I loved every. Oh, I was on the sideline for that one.
Yeah, yep. Jordy Nelson caught multiple touchdowns. It was a bloodbath.
It was enjoyable.
Event. Astros getting swept by the White Sox in 05. Joyous playoff run just to end like that. Also, the fact that was the first time you've ever been in franchise history.
Yeah. And it was such like. People look back at the series, it was a sweep. I mean, 4 games were separated by a total of 6 runs. Like, it feels like it was a close series, but, you know, 4-0. It was, that was rough.
7 in 18 for the Rockets, 27 missed threes. Blinkers mentioned that one earlier.
The White Sox game, too, who would have thought Blummer and was it Pesednik that hit
the
2 big bombs?
Yeah, Pesednik hit a walk-off homer.
Yeah. And Blummer. Blummer hit 14, the bomb in extra innings. Yeah.
14th inning, yeah.
That was the one at Minute Maid.
Yep.
Yeah, it wasn't the walk-off. It was the go-ahead, right?
Yep. It was 14th inning tied, and Blummer hit the go-ahead, and it held.
Every Cowboys season for the last 30 years, it's a good call. You could go Tony Boselli, Texans first player.
Ooh,
yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, that's a good
Two
call.
Years ago versus the Ravens. You could go Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, whenever Flair had his 1990s, early 1990s stint. They were supposed to main event WrestleMania, and you never got Flair versus Hogan in their prime.
You got Hogan and Sid Justice.
You could do the Christmas Eve Massacre last year.
For Ravens.
The Ravens game that you were hoping was going to be a close
one.
I mean, I think we expected it to be a little closer than what it was.
I don't know. I guess I'll speak for myself. I didn't expect the Texans to stay within 10, so it really wasn't anticlimactic for me.
Junior Bronco says anything BMAC says
is
anticlimactic. All right, car wreck of the day. What are your car wrecks of the day? 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Give me your bone, you prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Charles Barkley and Pippen on the Rockets, anticlimactic. Aaron Rodgers' Jets career, anticlimactic. Those are some
certainly
good ones.
That first game.
That first game is right, is what I was thinking. Yep.
The no mas between Roberto Duran and Sugar Ray Leonard.
Good one, yeah. Refused to get off the stool.
And then Duran, I mean, Sugar Ray kind of screwed him, though. Like, Sugar Ray made him fight quickly. Duran was partying. And then he didn't give him a trilogy fight.
Would you go Tyson Spinks?
Anticlimactic?
Well, because Tyson was supposed to knock him out quickly.
He did,
he did. It was like first round.
No, what was the one where who beat? Oh, not Spinks. Buster Douglas.
Oh, what?
I mean, it's such an upset. It's like the greatest upset in boxing history.
I don't know about anticlimactic.
I think everybody was looking forward to Tyson going crazy, and he didn't.
But it's exciting, though, I would say. So, by that definition, I would say no.
All right, what are your car wrecks of the day? 713-780-3776. Blankers, what you got?
I got the Rockets injuries over the weekend. They finally get healthy. They haven't been healthy in like over a month. They get everybody back, and now they have one out, five questionable for tonight's game against Oklahoma City. Here we go again.
Yeah, they're preserving legs, right? They're playing a back-to-back.
Well, Tari got hurt, but he may or may not play in one. He'll probably play in one of the two games if he's capable. Fred's out. And then everybody else is probably one of the others.
Who's missing?
Şengün is questionable. Brooks is questionable. Tari's questionable. There's five questionable, and Fred's out.
Huh. I mean, first game of a back-to-back, just sit all those guys. Just play those scrubs.
And you're playing
win
OKC.
Tomorrow.
Who's gonna?
Yeah, just tank. Win tomorrow. Sell out for tomorrow. I'm okay with that.
Tomorrow's a tough game too, right? Indiana.
If most of those guys are missing back to back games, though, we got an issue. Texture says never having Rockets Bulls finals anticlimactic. That's a good call.
That is a good call.
It's a good call. I have three here. First one, Lionel Messi. You're screwing Houston soccer fans, man. Glenn Davis.
Talk about anticlimactic.
Glenn Davis and the millions and millions of soccer fans in Houston were livid. Secondary market, $175. And then you don't show up. You AJ blue ball them. That was brutal. Come on, Lionel. Have respect for the game of football in the city.
8.2.
Ridiculous. Jake Meyers batting ninth, even though there's roster bubble guys in front of him. It was over the weekend. But you had three roster bubble guys, like Quincy Hamilton was one of them, Luis Guillermo, who roster bubble, Brendan Rodgers, roster bubble. One of those last two guys will probably make it. But all those three guys are roster bubble. Maybe a couple are on the right side, probably two are on the wrong side. And even though you have three roster bubble guys in the lineup, couldn't you find Jake Meyers? He's still batting ninth.
Second leadoff spot.
He's batting ninth with three roster bubble guys. Now, I wonder if this is Joe Espada's way of saying, hey, Jake Meyers, you're going to be our full-time nine-hole hitter.
Question.
Like Martin Maldonado was a few years ago. You go play a really mean center field, we'll bat you ninth, and this is just the way it's going to go. So I do think that's the reason, but it's just funny to look at the roster bubble guys batting in front of Jake Meyers.
That's good. Yeah, it's true. I mean, but that tells you exactly how bad Jake Meyers is probably offensively.
Yeah, I think he's trying to, like, here's your home, Jake. Get used to it. But, like, some of these guys, too, it's like, hey, you're going to bat in the top, you know, six spots just to get some work in. And the last one I have, this fight at the Dallas cheerleading competition.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah, I saw the video.
Okay. And then they had a mistaken gunshot. You had, like, people, like running in droves out of the arena or whatever. These girls are 12 and 13 years old. You should be ashamed of yourself, cheerleading parent. What do you got, Brian?
Quickly, WWE security for allowing a barbed wire wrapped steel chair underneath the ring during the Kevin Owens Sami Zayn match. Maybe check that out, guys. And then Will Howard's throwing performance at the NFL Combine, just missing guys all over the place.
Yeah, I heard he got booed.
Yeah,
I think it was the rivalry. Yeah, because he was throwing a ball over a wall that night before.
Yeah, the night before, right.
That's funny. I'm going to have to find that for bad take. Who's winning here?
Messi.
All right, yeah, Messi wins. The Houston soccer fans don't, though. Nope. All right, does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's Blank. I'm Brandon. Talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Keep it here. The Boston Gloss coming up on ESPN 97.5. Goodbye.